Hi, this is Nick Hood. Thanks for listening to this audio boo. I'm prompted to record a short reflection this week after a conversation I had on Facebook with a former pupil who is now studying hard at university, having come to the end of his first year, and seems to be enjoying it. Something he said prompted me, first of all, to laugh out loud and then to sit and wonder. I'll just quote you what he said. He says, thinking about the fact that my role now is involved in teacher education. He says, educating the teachers is something I remember you having quite a strong opinion about, which is a good thing. And this is what he says. He says, I think that the absence of good quality teaching causes the pupils to have to develop their own skill set to teach themselves, something a lot of kids at the school he was at, for example, aren't willing to do. So we need more people doing your job. Well, first of all, the condemnation of teaching skills from the perspective of somebody who's just enjoyed 11 years of it through the education system in Scotland. His perspective now as an undergrad at university studying what I call as a numerate subject. The guy's quite literate, quite articulate, and I think pretty insightful in his observation there, but I hadn't quite appreciated until I really thought about it, until this lad said said this remark. How do you cope if you're a really good quality student trying to learn in an environment where the quality of the teaching isn't optimal? His response then is to say that what he's had to do, is particularly in his senior years, is to manage and organise himself in such a way that he has to learn how to learn. Not because anybody's teaching him, but because he's having to manage and cope within an environment, adapt to it, if you like, in the normal way that most creatures do to their environment, adapt to the environment in such a way that he gets the best from it. And he saw that as his own responsibility. And he saw around himself a number of his colleagues and peers who were unable to do that, either because, perhaps, as he says, they weren't willing to do so, or maybe because they hadn't realised that that was something that they had to do. Now, I wonder what you think about this, because apart from the fact that it's a condemnation of teaching skills, maybe not individual teachers, maybe the environment, maybe the timetable, maybe the place that we teach our young children in, but within that environment, he's had to develop and cope and work out for himself how to get the best of it. He's realised that, obviously, the results that he's obtained, finally, to get him into university have been largely as a result of his own effort and his own willingness to study. As a pupil, I remember him being quite distinctive in the fact that in a class where, let's just say on a summative assessment, the average scores were round about C's and D's, he was consistently getting A's right at the top of the score. Once he'd got to that point, maybe around mid-fourth year, where he realised that if he's going to get on to the higher subject choices that he wanted, he was going to have to get good grades in his standard grades at the time, and his intermediates that he was studying. He finally figured out that he's got to get his head down, buckle down, focus, put in the hours, study extra, do all of the homeworks, find additional past papers, really, really focus on getting the depth of learning and the ability to cope with the course material in such a way that he was going to be successful. And he was, to his credit. But I wonder how many children there are out there who are leaving our system, who upon whom it's not occurred, it's not dawned on them that they have to put in the effort themselves. Now, as teachers, we can say that as much as we like. We can establish learning environments in such a way that children know or are encouraged to study well. But what do they actually do when they leave the school? How is it that we encourage them as teachers to find that inner motivation to get on and study and get their heads down? And particularly for what this lad is saying, how do we help them find the skills that they need to be successful in their certification exams, to enable them to get on to the next part of their particular career or learning pathway? I wonder what you think about that. I thought that was hilarious, that the better students are the ones that realise what they have to do. And thinking about him and some of his other peers, the ones that have been most successful are the ones that have taken on the responsibility for their learning themselves. Because not because it's the right thing to do, but because it's a coping strategy for them in the face of ineffective teaching. Where's the teacher's role in that, and what is it that we can do as classroom teachers to provoke them in a way that enables them to take on the responsibility for their own learning and provoke them? Do we have to be bad teachers? Do we have to be so bad that they've got no choice but to take it on themselves, take the responsibility themselves? Where is it that the responsibility for learning transfers from the school and the education system, as is often the perspective of, say, parents? Where is it that that responsibility transfers to the pupil? Because when it does, and thinking about this, I think those are the most successful students. When that responsibility transfers to the student, when they take it on themselves and pick it up and really get their heads down and realise what they have to do to become successful themselves, that's when they are successful. They do start to get good grades. They do start to really progress through the system. Now, I've been in a number of schools recently, and there's a range of attitudes, if you like, towards learning that I've seen. And in the schools where their results are consistently good, there is more of a genuine ethos in the school that the teachers are there to facilitate learning, and that the pupils are the ones that are responsible for obtaining the learning, the progress and the successful outcomes that will enable them to progress on to the next stage, whatever it is that they want to be moving on to. So in a school such as the school that my former pupil was talking about here, there wasn't so much that access, that ethos of learning across the school. There were individual students who had the ethos, but it was a personal ethos rather than an ethos of the environment. And in those schools where the environment has that ethos, they're generally across the board much more successful. And the statistics across the country will identify which of those schools seem to have that ethos, that it's not down to the teachers. Now, sure, you've got to have good quality teachers, but even if you do have good quality teachers, that's not going to make any difference to the outcome of the children who haven't taken on the responsibility for their own progress, that haven't developed those skills that this student was talking about to become successful. I wonder what your thoughts are about that. What can we do to help children develop a personal ethos to learning that enables them to move on and become successful? Your comments, as always, will be most appreciated. Thanks for listening. This is Nick Hood.